this 1974 championship game against the Oakland Raiders that took us to our first Super Bowl. Obviously, we were young underdogs. And in the closing seconds, I had, an interception from Stabler and kind of sealed the game. To me, that was the high point, although at the time, reality didn't set in because we had a tough time believing that we were going to the Super Bowl. So that was probably the high point of my professional career in terms of the game itself. Football was looked at different then. It wasn't a career. It was a job. It was a stepping stone then. So it wasn't something where I'm going to go hit 5 years and be set for life. Your goal then was, let me go in and position myself for life. For a lot of us, it was opportunity, but we had gone through the civil rights movements. We had gone through the hippie movement, the drug movement, the Vietnam, and here we are on the stage to play football that we had no idea where it would leave. So it was great, but more so, we had some great individuals, and I think the time and the commitment and the reason we're playing ball kind of forged, you know, who we were and our commitment to the game and really what we did. We got to know each other on different levels where typically people, they may work together, like play together, they may party together, okay, and they may pray together, but we found a way, and I'm saying about 90% of the team, we found ourselves in that arena or in that paradigm, and I think that's what made us unique. Well, who wasn't a character? We had these diverse personalities, but I blame Chuck Knowles because he drafted these guys, so I think all those psychotic guys defensively was a part of his personalities. And offensively, as you know, we had some of the greatest players, Franco Harris, Terry Bradshaw, Lynn Swann, Stallworth, Rocky. Not only great athletes, but just great players, great men, and very humble. And I think that humility, the friendship that was among us, the bond, was just something that really what makes the difference. Well, looking back, you know, I think it was it was foundational, and you know, at 22, you have no idea, you know, where your life is going, or what life holds for you. So, it really it changed my life. The people that I met, compared to Steelers organizations at that time, it was growing in a sense. We just started winning, but more so, the people of Pittsburgh, they embraced us. They almost owned us, and I think at the time, the city was going through some transformation. And I believe the Pittsburgh still were the catalyst that gave the city momentum, gave them some identity because they had a great football team. And so in that environment, I think you built the Steeler Nation. Even the people that left here because of the exodus of the steel mill, I think those people today are still loyal. So it's just amazing, the Steeler Nation. I don't understand it. It's crazy, but we love it. And it's probably one of the most awesome organizations, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and its fan base that I've ever seen. Although I'm a part of it, I still don't get it, but it's, like I said, we love it.